All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever podcast hosted by your boy Augie and my nigga Luis.
Yeah.
We're here to start the podcast off, you know, two fat niggas, you know, starting the podcast off, my nigga.
Oh, just chilling, bro. You know the vibes.
We figured if we could talk about a topic, nigga, why not get paid to talk about it? You feel me?
Fucking record it, bro.
You know, and that's kind of a topic we're talking about today, just not giving a fuck. On what people think, you know, what we doing, how we do it.
Bro, it's all about just hustling, bro. Don't give a fuck about what people got.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, if you just think about it, my nigga, like, getting your bread, bro, you're not tripping.
Exactly, dog. Bro, turn it off, nigga.
What you mean? Keep it going.
I know, but never mind. Anyways, dog. No, yeah, nigga, bro, all you gotta do is get money, bro. Dude, literally, bro, people out there, bro, always want to fucking diss you, nigga. Like, no one's gonna ever want to see you up, bro. Everybody's gonna always want to see you bad. No one wants to see you do good, dog. So there's gonna be people out there that can be hated, dog. That will literally... They'll just fucking say shit to you, bro, just to get under your skin.
That's not the same, my nigga, but, like, at the same time, bro, I don't know, I feel like the generation that we're in, bro, it like, dictates, like, what you're doing.
Yeah, sure, you feel me, bro?
Because you can do a positive, my nigga, and still somehow get a negative, bro. What we're doing right now, we're saying so much shit right now, I'm pretty sure someone's gonna see this shit and think it's fucking ass.
Yeah, straight up.
Think it's whatever. But, fuck them, nigga, I don't give a fuck, bro. Nigga.
Hey, they still heard our podcast, right?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. They still tuned into the podcast because they still gave us our revenue, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out real quick to the sponsor of today's video. We got the app itself, Anchor.
Hell yeah, bro. Straight up, bro.
Sponsoring us for the first sponsorship. That's what's up.
Hooking it up, bro. Hell yeah.
We hope to move forward with the sponsorships, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of homies that be doing the YouTube shit, too. They be doing YouTube. Bro, they got this YouTube channel called SOS Productions, nigga. They smoke weed, dog.
Uh-huh.
That's all they do, nigga. They smoke weed. Smoke, right they bro, they get it, roll it up, smoke it, talk about it. Bro, they talk about topics, all types of shit like that, bro.
Bro,
I be trying to talk to... Bro, matter of fact, my nigga, let's bring him onto a fucking podcast, nigga. That should be our first guest, nigga. The SOS Productions collab, nigga. SOS Productions, nigga, and fucking Doughboys Podcast, nigga, collabing on one video, bro.
High as fuck? I'm fucking...
Well, I want to smoke, nigga, because I got that construction shit
fuck
going,
it.
Bro. But you can smoke, nigga.
I bet for sure,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Bro, think about it, dog. With them, bro. Hey, nigga, I know y'all, some of y'all, you niggas gonna tune into this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, hit us up. You got the snap. You got the fucking Instagram. Hit us up.
Yes.
We'll get a little promotion going. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Get a little highlights going. You feel me?
Bet, bro. So what we finna talk about? We finna talk about what?
We got past relationships.
Bet, bro. Let's talk about that, bro. Bro.
Bro, give me. I saw it on TikTok today. Give me a something that you like. She texts you that you saw, nigga, and you were hurt by it, like you knew it was over. Like, can you recall, like, whenever, like, you got that one text, bro, like, it's over. Like, there's no turning back.
Oh, like, you fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up. Yeah.
All right. Bro, honestly, bro. Yeah, dude, there has been one time.
There has, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's happened to me plenty of times, bro.
Bro, it actually wasn't like it's over, bro, but I knew that I was, like...
You were done.
I was in big trouble.
Yeah, you were done already.
Yeah, I knew I was in big trouble after this shit, bro. I got caught up.
You got caught up?
Got caught
see,
up. Bro.
See, with me, bro, with the past relationship, I've never, since I'm loyal as fuck, bro, when I'm in a relationship, I've never done that shit. No, I've been the one that's been cheated on, bro.
No. I didn't cheat, bro. It's just, I made it look sus, bro. That's what happened with me, bro. Like...
What'd you do, nigga?
Bro, I fucked up, bro. Dude, literally, bro. Bro, I was dating this one chick, right, bro? And, dude, like... It's not... She wasn't, like... what's it called? Toxic or... I mean, not toxic, but, like, jealous or anything like that. But, bro, one time I went to a quince, bro. And I literally posted. I was at the quince.
Mm-hmm.
Just chilling, bro. I wasn't even dancing with no bitch. Nothing, bro. Just chilling, bro. And, bro, she started giving me shit, bro. Talking about, oh, you went to quince, this and that, like... Bro, my fault. Like, it's my girl, nigga. I should have invited her to a quince, bro, but...
You fucked up, nigga. Why didn't you?
I don't even know, bro. Like, dude, I literally went, bro, because I had friends there that invited me last minute, bro. It wasn't even planned, nothing, bro. Bro, I went after work, bro. Went home, bro. I put on clothes and I didn't even shower, dog.
See, but that's where you fucked up, though.
I did fuck up,
because
bro.
you could have been like, if you really make... Yeah, nigga, you did fuck. Because if you really wanted to make an effort, nigga, you could have texted me you're at work. Like, as these niggas... Because you know these niggas were texting you, so you were on your phone.
Yeah.
You gotta tell them, like, hey, I got invited to a quinceañera. I'm gonna go in like another 30 minutes. You wanna come?
Yeah.
But the fact that, did you even tell her you were going, nigga?
No, I didn't even tell her.
That's
where
you fucked up,
bro. But even I told her to go, bro. Bro, you don't feel like taking forever. You must be taking forever.
I know, bro, but you didn't even have to tell her that she could have gone. You could at least told her of it, so at least she knew. That's where you fucked up. Because, see, that's two right there where females be losing their trust, nigga. That's why they don't trust niggas like that no more. Little shit like that, bro. That's little shit that I'm seeing.
No, you straight. Like,
you know what I'm saying? With me, bro, it was with the female, and So with me, bro, with the relationship with the female, bro, I'm always loyal. I don't give a fuck, dog. You can go out with your females, do whatever you want. I said, but
you won't even get jealous.
Right. The fact that if I know you do something reckless and I find out, I lose my trust for you.
Oh yeah, bro.
So that's what happened with this girl, bro. I was talking to a girl. She used to live here with in AZ, right? She used to live here, and she used to go to high school that I was at. And we used to be hella close. Well, she moved, nigga, to Nevada, right? So we stopped texting. I stopped talking to this one girl. I started doing my own thing, you know, in the summer. And I met her. I started texting her again, right?
Yeah.
She was bad, nigga. Like, she was freaky as fuck, low-key.
Ah.
Yeah. But you can't do nothing, bro, because she fuck up with shit in Nevada.
Bro, honestly, bro, fuck all that, bro. I can't do
nothing. Nah, so business. But I never done it, bro, so I tried it.
I tried it, fuck and that, don't work.
And it was cooling for about 2 months, 2 months, bro. I say 2-3 months, it was cooling. Like, just talking, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I always had, like, nigga, this is what I hate about females. They have a boy best friend. First of all, there is no such thing as a boy best friend.
Oh, no.
You know why? And they may say, oh, this and that. Bro, I've been that boy best friend, and I turned into something else. Because the fact of the matter is, my nigga, when you and your girl having problems, she don't come to you with the problem. She come to that nigga.
Bro, you never heard a shore to cry on is a dick to ride on? Straight up, bro. That's straight up a saying,
bro. I never heard that shit, bro.
A shore to cry on is a dick to ride on. Straight up, nigga.
Bro.
Bro, most of the time, too, when a bitch comes to with pawns, bro, at the end of the day, bro, you can't tell me you don't be fucking, though. Straight up. Don't lie to me.
Nah, bro, because I'm not like that.
No, I'm talking about, like, you're not in a relationship, bro. Like, you having a girl best friend.
Nigga. Nah, nigga, I'm not like
or
that.
Or even a girl, bro. Even a girl that just starts talking to you, bro, about your problems.
That's
bro.
Different. That's different.
That's
different.
But
if I have
like,
a...
You
bro,
see what I'm saying?
Like, if... Okay. I have female best friends. I have hella friends, right?
All
right. Females, males, you know? All
right.
But if I tried once, my nigga, it didn't go nowhere, and we're still homies, we're homies.
Nah,
I can't see nothing past that. I can't try to fuck nothing because that already for me is gone.
Oh no, yeah, bro, dude. I'm not saying too it's any female or like that's not like that all the time, bro. Like you like you just it's some, like you just gotta know you
but,
feel it, bro. You
but back to the topic. So my thing with the boy best friends, like the saying I told you. Remember how I told you it goes both ways. The saying it goes, why be the nigga that she comes to the problems with? Be the nigga that she has that you know you're talking about. Because remember, like I told you. If she's coming to a nigga about you, she's not thinking about that nigga. She's thinking about you, nigga. She's talking about you.
Oh, straight up.
But at the same time, if that nigga's smart, he can manipulate it. Like, why are you wasting your time with this nigga? Why are you doing this? And that right there in a female, if she's vulnerable.
Oh, nigga, no, dude. No, not even vulnerable, bro. Dude, hearing those things from someone, like, girls hearing that, bro, it's like a switch, bro.
Some girls, bro. Some. Not all of them.
Most girls, bro. Yeah, most girls. I'm talking about most, bro.
Because, like, bro, to be honest, if it was me, bro, and a female in that situation, and I'm talking to her about my girl, and she coming on to me, I'm loyal as fuck, so I'm not going to do that. Like, if she try to come, I'm be like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
But if I feel with the girl I'm with, and it's already, like, breaking out,
yeah,
I don't know, nigga. I can't do it. Like, but I feel like for you, if let's say you talking to a female... It's not working out, you know, whatever. And you go to your female best friend, bro, and she starts coming on to you. You're not going to say no to that shit. Nope. No regular ass nigga's going to say no to that shit.
Oh, yeah, straight up.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, no, I can't. Bro, we're niggas. We like pussy. We're not going to say no.
It's not a motherfucking blood, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's a motherfucking
chill. But me, I mean, it just depends. I never been put in that situation, so I can't really say how I would react. I don't know if I would cheat or not, but I know mentally I wouldn't. But then again, bro, you got a fucking gun pointed to your head. You never know what you're going to do in a situation. So you never know until you're in that situation. But back to the main thing I was talking about with the girl. So we were topping it up, you know, talking, whatever, texting over the phone.
Yeah.
And around that time, homecoming was coming up. And so she was already graduated, but she was looking to come down to ASU at the same time for a college tour.
All right.
So I'm like, all right, cool. You come down here. We'll go to homecoming together. We'll do all this. A week before, she kept telling me about her guy best friend, how they weren't close and this and that. I'm not tripping. You do your thing, you know? I trust you.
Yeah, bro. You gotta have trust, bro.
Bro,
that's number one
and
thing, bro.
So
straight up.
I'm like, all right. So she tells me she goes to a party with him. All right, cool. That's cool. You going with some girls too, right? Yeah. It's like a group. It's a group of six.
Yeah.
Three guys,
party,
three girls.
Party,
I'm like, all right, cool. You know, as long as he takes care of you, I don't got an issue.
Yeah, chill, yeah.
I texted though. I said, make sure you text me though when you're home.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Ooh,
I stay up 12, dog. 1, 2, 3 in the morning. I said, fuck, I'm going to bed. She probably fell asleep because she was drunk or something. Wake up around 9:30, 10 in the morning.
Fuck.
And, and I text her, bro, and I'm like, so, did you make it home? She's like, no, I spent the night at his house. And I was like, oh, so you fucked this nigga? And she's like, no, I didn't fuck him. And I was like, so where'd you sleep? She goes, oh, well, the two other friends slept in the guest bedroom. The other two slept in his room. And we slept on the floor. And I was like, what do you mean, we? Like, nah, you and him, dude, slept on the floor? And she's like, yeah, because I guess he had, like, a two-star. You know the two-star house, bro, when it had that little loft and shit right there? She's like, yeah, we just slept right there on the floor. And I'm like, next to each other? You didn't sleep on no couch or nothing? They're like, no. That's. I was like, that's kind of weird that you slept together. And she's like, yeah, I have something to tell you. And when she, bro, and I knew when she said, I have something to tell you.
Oh,
no, dog. I was like, you fucked him, huh? She's like, I didn't fuck him. I was like, nah. I said, something happened to where you obviously did something sexual with him.
Yeah.
She's like, but I was drunk and he was too. I'm like, so, nah. but you were, so you mean to tell me you remember that, but you texted me? So, he fingered her, whatever, right?
All
right. He got it on. He got what he wanted. She obviously got what she wanted. Whether she said she did or not, doesn't fucking matter.
Doesn't matter, dog.
And at the end of the day, it still happened.
Yep.
So, nice. Me being the guy I am, I said, don't text me, don't talk to me. You're a fucking whore, this and that. Don't fuck. Bro, how the fuck am I supposed to feel, bro? I trust you. You go out to a party with a nigga I don't know. I can't control. One, I'm not in the same state as you. Two, I don't know what you're doing. And three, I don't know who you're with.
Straight up.
I don't know this nigga. I don't know how he's like.
Bro. You can't do shit, bro.
But all I can do is trust her. So I put my trust in her. She goes over there, does that thing, bro. And then she's fucking posting on her story. Oh, I made a mistake. I fucked up. This and
fuck
that.
Fuck that.
Block that bitch. I don't give a fuck. Homie, kid, bro. I fucking bust. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
Fuck that, nigga.
She don't understand the pain that I went through once she sent that text.
I'm not yet done.
A lot of females don't understand, bro. Like, for me, I don't express my feelings like that.
Bro, they think a sorry fixes shit, nigga. Bro, grab a plate, nigga. Throw it on the ground. Smash it. Say sorry.
Nah, bro. Doesn't go back together. The way I see it, bro.
Smash.
It's like a water bottle, bro.
Alright.
Cause let's take that water bottle, bro. You empty that water bottle out, you crush that bitch. You blow it back together, you blow air in it. You can still reuse it, right? But that bottle will never be the same as it once was, bro. It's already fucked up. Never. And once you fuck up that bottle so much to the point where you can't use it no more, what the fuck is the use of the bottle? Throw that shit away. And that's how I see bitches, how they use niggas, bro. They use them to a point where they can get what they want, and after that, they're done. On to the next nigga.
Yeah.
Because the way females see shit now, just the way that our generation, bro, is fucked. Our motto is fuck bitches, get money. Their motto is I can do it myself and get dick. That's how they see it. Nobody sees it no more, nigga, as I need you, you need me, let's do this together.
Bro, facts. Yo, what the fuck?
Nigga? I'm telling you, bro, it's facts. Like, hey. Think about it, bro. Think about the situation I was just seeing right now.
Yeah.
Waiting around. And for what? For a nigga, why am I fighting for competition that's below me? I know what the fuck I can give her.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
If she don't
see... You gotta know your worth, dog.
Exactly. Oh, this nigga got a nice-ass car. I guarantee you, one, it's not paid for. Two, it's probably not under his name. And three, there's probably something fucking wrong with the car. He's not gonna tell you that.
Facts.
I got a fucking car, AC, running fucking... nothing wrong with the fucking car. No fucked up, nothing. I don't got a job right now because I quit my fucking job about a month ago. But I got that construction shit already lined up.
Yep.
It's been a bitch lately, but all things happen for a reason, bro. I failed that test. I'm going to go back to take it fucking again. I'll pay another $500. Huh? Fuck that, bro. I'm not going from a $12 job to make a fucking... I'm going from $12 to making almost fucking double the amount. The fuck would I fuck up the opportunity? At 19?
Oh, yeah, man. You got fucking blessing coming.
How you fucking that up?
I don't know, bro. I fucking chased the bag, dog. Straight up.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah. Nah, dude. Fuck all that shit.
But that's my mindset, bro. I don't.
Bro, and the next thing, bro. One thing I hate about bitches too, bro. How bitches always be saying, bro. Niggas ain't shit. This and that, bro.
Bro, it's because they haven't met the. It's because you know why?
Why?
Because they haven't met the right nigga. Bro, if you take a girl, I don't give a fuck how fucked up this sounds. You take a girl that lives in fucking South Central Phoenix. All she knows are the type of niggas, if she's never been outside Central Phoenix, are those niggas. Trappers, fucking drug dealers, niggas that be hustling. I guarantee you there's a diamond in the rough in that shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna go to school, be a fucking lawyer. But knowing her, she's not gonna go for that. Because it's not a guarantee. But if she goes and talks to a nigga from fucking Verado,
oh, yeah.
That's a guarantee whether he's a dick or not. And he probably is gonna be a dick. Because he's like, why are you worth more than the bitches I'm talking to?
Exactly.
So I'm saying, everybody's raised different, bro. Everybody sees things different. That's why I'm so stuck on that girl right now, bro. She got me thinking the type of way that niggas that are two times my age are thinking about regular females that they've been with. I'm not even with this girl, dog. and I'm thinking about her. She be on my mind 24/7. When I go to the gym, I work out thinking about her. Like, nigga, when you when I get big, she gonna see that shit.
Oh yeah.
I want her to text me, cause my dumb ass gonna respond back.
That's you fucking her,
bro. But that's how I am, bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I fuck up, and that's where two of my niggas say I catch feelings too quick, bro. But it's hard, nigga, when you're not used to getting feelings at all. You know what I'm saying? Bro, if you're not used to getting love, my nigga, how the fuck, when someone does show it to you, bro, how do you take it?
Bro, some people get overwhelmed, though.
Exactly. At a time like that, bro, especially at a time, bro, you know the story between me and her, bro. We gonna save her story when I talk about her in another podcast. But she, I don't know if she knows, but you know, and my niggas that are close to me know, maybe they don't know how much she means to me.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. You talking to me about her, bro. Bro, and like, I feel your pain, dog. Straight up, dog.
I'm saying, bro.
And bro, you be like, everything you be talking about is straight facts, dog. Like, I literally, like, you make sense, dog. You even sound stupid, dog.
Nah,
like,
bro. I don't. Because with her, bro, it's hard to explain, bro. With her, she makes me feel different, bro.
Bro, and no one will ever know how you feel, dog. Only you, straight up.
You can tell somebody, bro.
But
I don't think they'll ever understand.
Oh, yeah. No one actually knows how it feels, man.
And before bro, when I used to talk about her, like, her cousin, when I first started talking to her, was probably, like, it was my sophomore year and her freshman year. Uh-huh. So, me and her cousin were in this... Oh, no, my junior year, her sophomore year. All right. Me and her cousin we were hella close homies. We're still homies, but we're not as close anymore, but... You know, we used to chop it up on a regular, bro. We used to have class together. And one day, me at the time, I was hella horny. I was always hitting up sliding new females. I'm pretty sure the females that are going to look at this podcast are going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember when I used to slide in my DMs. Bro, do you know what I would do? I would ask them. Yeah. Bro, females that go to my school.
Bro, teach me.
Nah. Don't ever do this shit. All
right, man,
thirsty ass. This is where you'll find out you'd be down bad if you did it if it was a junior or sophomore. Right. Thank God I did it before shit started blowing up, bro. I used to go into the thing and I'd be like, hey, are you freaky? And if they either answered yes or no was what they would get my response next to. If they said yes, I'd be like, you down to send nudes? If they said no, delete the conversation. Because I know I'm gonna go to school the next day and they're gonna see, Augie, why'd you ask me if I was freaky? Like, nigga, the fuck am I supposed to say? You know what my intention was? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, straight up, nigga. So you would delete it so it wouldn't be proof.
Nah, but there's still be proof on the other side, bro.
There's still proof on the other side.
Word spreads like wildfire. Wildfire, nigga. It just goes. Oh, I'll be asking me if it feels freaky. Or if I asked them for news and they said no, that spread too. Because it wasn't just females at my school, nigga. I'm talking about females I met on Instagram. Random ass bitches, bro. Agrafria, La Jolla, fucking... I'm pretty sure there's motherfuckers that got my weenie somewhere in fucking North Dakota. Anybody that added me, bro, I just fucking asked them the first thing I asked.
So you think a weenie's out there? It's gotta be, huh?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I hope not.
DOE's out there, dog. That shit crazy, dog.
I don't know, bro.
Hey, bro, they do say, bro, once you upload a picture, nigga, that shit never fucking leaves, bro.
I never uploaded, I just sent it, but...
Okay, sent. But even when you send shit, bro, like, they say, bro, it ends up somewhere, dog. Like, it's, like, registered somewhere, dog.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, nigga. Like, everything you post on the internet...
But, even okay, so back to So we're in class, right? This is how much she be on my mind, bro. I remember the first time I met her, bro.
Yo, this podcast sent to her, dog.
Bro, I remember the first time I met her, bro. Not even met her. First time I talked to her. We were in math class. We were in geometry. And her cousin was on the phone with her. And she's like, I just broke up with my boyfriend. And I'm sitting literally across from, like, desk from desk, bro. I'm sitting across from her. And I'm like, yo, is that your cousin? I'm like, she's like, yeah. She's kind of bad. Slide the snap.
All right.
And I'm like, okay. She's like, okay. So she slides it to me, and I start talking to her. I'm like, hey, you know, you're cute or whatever. I heard you just got a relationship. She's like, oh, yeah, I just did. And I send her a picture of me. She's like, oh, you're cute. First of all, I ain't never had a female tell me I'm cute. So I was like, oh, like, she likes a nigga. Like, she feeling me.
Yeah.
So go back and forth. And then her cousin was like, oh, yeah, she's hella innocent, this and that. Bro, we got freaky within, like, the first 2 days.
Damn.
But I didn't get no fucking or nothing, bro. Just
straight to the chase.
Yeah, sexting pretty much. Back and forth, right?
You're still in there, right?
But, so, I'd say it had been about a month of us talking, bro. And, bro, we used to FaceTime all the time, text, call, talk on the phone, ask about homework, you know, talk shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
We used to fall asleep on the phone type cute shit, you feel me? Like, look, like Kodak said, I ain't never talked to a female before. First time I fell asleep on the phone with her.
Hell yeah.
But that's how it was, bro. But then I fucked up because, so, you know, every time I had an issue or something, you know, I always went to her cousin, like, hey, is she okay? How's she doing? I always checked up on her, you feel me? And there was this one day, bro, where I'm talking to my homies about her, and my homie was like, she's trying to talk to a black guy. And I'm like, well, how do you know she's trying to talk to a black guy? And she's like, oh, because she told me, her cousin told me. And I was like, what are you talking about, bro? I said, there's no way. And I said, yeah, she told me. So I got mad as fuck. I started being petty, bro. I was like, all right, so... and before that, she invited me to her dance show because she was in dance and shit at the school. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And she was like, she went to another school, but she didn't go to my school.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, you should come to my dance show. You know, my mom's going to be there. We can get something to eat after. And I'm like, cool. I'm getting ready to meet her mom. You know, a month after talking, you know, finally get to meet her and shit. You know, I'm all excited.
Bro, I feel it, dog.
But I never talked to her about my parents. Nobody. I never talked to my parents about any female, but. After that, bro, when they told me that, I was like, oh, what the fuck? That was Wednesday. So I started getting pissed. I was like, man, fuck this bitch. You know, this and that.
Yeah.
It's like getting heated, bro. So we got... we started texting. The argument got so escalated that I blocked her on Snap.
Mm-hmm.
So she got petty and she blocked me on the phone. Like, on my number. Yeah. So then I got even more petty. I was like, well, fuck you then, bitch. I'm not going to talk to you at all. So I got even more petty. So I just blocked her in general.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
And then
fuck
I just stopped talking to her. I was like, fuck this shit. Like, I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? And that was at the time when I didn't give a fuck. You know, I was like, you know what, fuck this. Like,
yeah.
So, fast forward a couple months. I'd say after that girl I was talking to long distance, we start chopping it up again. Your cousin asked me, hey, you want to be cool with her again? Like, start talking as friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. I just got a relationship. Like, it's don't hurt being homies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, we start talking it up again. Start chopping it up. Start talking. And, you know, I start shooting my shot, you know, this and that. But what hurt me, bro, and I still think about today is after that, when I first got back talking to her, she was like, I really thought you were the one. Like, I felt like you were going to, she said, I felt like you were going to treat me better, this and that. And, like, she made it, and yeah. I did, bro. I fucked up because I accused her of all this shit, and yet to this day, she still has yet to be like, where's your proof?
Dude,
so I jumped the gun on her, bro, and I feel bad because I'm like, fuck, nigga, because even when we talk now, I'm like, if that would have never changed, bro, what her life and my life would be like right now?
It'd be different, bro.
Bro, we'd be together still, bro. Yeah. I know for a fact, bro, because I still care about her like as much as I do when we first started talking.
Yeah.
And I don't think she does neither, bro. I don't think she feel the same way.
I don't even think she, bro. I don't even think she probably thinks about you, dog.
Nah, not like how I do.
It's all good, dog.
But I'm not, I mean, I'm hurt by it, but not as much. You feel me? Like, I'm starting to adapt to that shit. Like, you just got to grow out of it.
Bro, literally, dog. Bro, you keep it way on people, bro. You wasting time, bro.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, but, bro, like, I don't know, bro. If I could, like, if me and her sat down in a room, I just want to know. I want her to give me what she feels first. So I have that closure, like, okay. If she fucks with me, she does. If she doesn't fuck with me, I know. And then I'm going to weigh on everything that I felt about her. And after that, if she fucks me or if she doesn't, it doesn't matter. Because to me, I already know what she didn't want from me.
Yeah.
Because think about it, bro. If I tell her all this shit and I express myself to her and I get emotional in front of her and I tell her all this, her answer may change. It may be fake as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It may be like, oh, yeah, you know, I really like you, this and that. But, you know, like, we'll try to work it out. But at that point, bro... It's already fake.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Because she's not going to want to be like, oh, I feel bad.
This bro, she just doesn't want to tell you no, for example.
Exactly, bro. But if she went first, she could tell me, like, I just don't want it. Like, it's just not what I want. And then after that, bro, I can express, okay,
you get
everything that I've been feeling, bro. Like, I can tell her, like, this is how I've been feeling, this how. Bro, because when we stopped talking, she got a boyfriend or whatever. We started hanging out. We didn't hang out. We were homies, right?
Yeah.
She got a boyfriend.
Chopping it up.
She like started that. Talking, you know, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to give her space, you know, her respect out of that nigga. I don't want to be that nigga that's texting her while she's with that nigga. You know what I mean? Because if I'm a nigga, that's weird as fuck. Why is he texting every day? That's weird. You know what
respect,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I backed up.
Yeah, respect.
I did my own thing. I started talking to another girl. It's another bitch for another story.
Yeah.
But, you know, I started, and then as of recently, what are we in March? Say like in January.
Yeah.
I think the same week of my birthday, she broke up with her boyfriend that she was the year with. So next week, I'm feeling like the man, bro, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Let's chop it up. Let me take you on a date.
Yeah.
Take her on a date, and you know, and me being, you know, after she texts me, cause when she posted that she was single, I swiped up. I said, for real? I said, you a free agent now? And she said, yeah. I said, bet, let's go on a date this Friday. And bro, and that was kind of smooth, right? And she said,
pretty smooth, right?
She said, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I said, all right, bet, cool. So in my head, I'm like, all right. Oh no, before that, I called her.
Yeah.
When I was crying. By my tia, remember? And mm-hmm. I didn't talk to her for a whole last year. So what are the chances, bro, that she answers the phone?
Slim, bro.
Very fucking little, bro. I had called her before she even posted that shit that she was single and all that.
I would have been shook, dog.
I was shook, bro. I didn't even think she was going to answer. That's what made me even more happier was, bro, and I don't think she knows this, like, just hearing her voice, bro, after I was, like, crying, bro, bad. Yeah, destroyed she that. Didn't see me cry, but just hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing her voice, bro, made me happy. Like, it brought me joy.
Yeah.
And so now, like, after that, when I asked her on that date, she said yes. I'm like, okay, maybe she's feeling it for me again.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I saw a thing on TikTok. It only takes 14 days for a female to fall in love with a guy.
14 days?
2 weeks, bro. It takes a guy 0.5 seconds to fall in love with a girl. And I think that's where I fucked up. I think that's where, like, for me, I didn't say I fuck up, bro, because I still care about her.
Yeah.
If you're a female, bro, and you have... Like, you hit me at a certain time, and I text you, and you answer, or you anything. You have a great value to me, bro. You're like a fucking diamond. No one's touching, no one's stealing you. You're like my fucking gold chain, bitch. Ain't nobody touching you, ain't nobody stealing you, nothing. You protect
facts.
It all the time.
No, yeah, facts, my
know
nigga.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I respect that
but
shit.
But that's what I'm saying. She's put on a pedestal, bro.
No, yeah.
And, like, ever since that date, you know, we hung out that Friday.
Yeah.
We hung out on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, and then she would text me every day, like, oh, I'm out of work, you know, we chop it up, chill. We don't want to text every day, because she's a busy girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fucking blow up her phone.
Oh, no,
I
feel
in a relationship, you don't need to blow up her phone, text her every fucking 24, you know, 24
seconds. You got your life, she got her life.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, facts.
You know, and then she just, one night, she just stopped texting me, she got home from work. And I was like, all right, well, it's kind of weird.
You know, but it's cool, though. But, you know, shit happens, you know, yeah, so you don't think nothing of it.
You know, so then I start asking her to hang out. Yeah, and she's like, nah, like, I can't. I got to do something else. All right.
You know, life right, happens.
Cool. Like, you know, yeah. Like, life happens. You know what I'm saying? And then I, at the same time, I was like, dealing with some stressful-ass shit, and I was just, like, with work and all that. But my escape from all that stress was her. Like, every time I would text her,
she'll make you feel good,
bro. My coworkers, bro, like, they would see, like, I even changed her name was, like, Mamas, right? So, when she would text me, bro, like, her name would pop up at work, and my nigga, Javon, he'd be like, Mamas, okay, all you moving different. I'm like, you know, vibe. But just knowing that she texted me while I'm working made me joy, bro, because at least she thought about me at fucking 2 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm busy as fuck. I don't know what she's doing, but at least she texts me back. At least she thinking about me.
Straight
and maybe she's not thinking about me. Maybe she just needed to respond back because she wasn't doing nothing. But the fact that she still acknowledged the nigga was different.
Oh, yeah, bro. That shit's different, dog.
So,
a different level.
And then, you know, so I was like, all right. So, I text her.
Yeah.
What is that? After that, I think Valentine's Day was coming up, and she posted that she had a dress that she's supposed to wear on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
So, I text her. I'm like, all right, let's kick it on Valentine's Day so you can wear that dress. Said, I'll pay for it. Don't even worry about nothing. 2 weeks before that happened, I texted her that.
Yeah.
The week before Valentine's Day, my homegirl went to the hospital for her stomach, for her kidney. Okay, and I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with her. I didn't know if she was going to make it or what. But after that, we started, like, just, you know, I talked to my homegirl. She was okay, you know, everything. I was making her laugh, bro. Yeah. It brought me joy that I can make someone laugh.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And at a time where she was bad, you know what I'm saying? She was even laughing so hard that, like, she was like, oh, I can't laugh because my kidney hurts. Like, you're fucking up my body. And I felt bad. I was like, oh, okay, my bad.
You know,
but, so, yeah, I got to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, so I text her, and I was like, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I just got done with on the phone with my friend who's in the hospital. And remember that text I told you about? Like, what did she say that, like, fucked you up?
Yeah.
She said, I don't care. And I was like, mean, what, you don't care? You don't care about what happened to her or what we're talking about? She's like, I just don't care in general. So I got pissed. I was like, the fuck?
That, yo, what the fuck?
I was like, the fuck are you talking about? You talking about her or me? I said, you give a fuck. You don't got to care about me. I said, but don't be fucking disrespectful to her. She didn't do nothing to you.
For real? What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? So I got pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, nah, because you told your homies that we fucked. And I was like, but I told you that we did on Sunday. I said, I even told him that. I told him that that Friday night. I said, but I told you on Sunday that I told him that. I said, so why are you getting mad now? She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, and bro, at that point, I was like, so what I hit her with that fucked me up was, okay, you're the only person right now that's bringing me joy and happiness.
All right.
And in a matter of 10 seconds, bro, that whole joy and happiness, bro, was fucking gone. She made me feel just as much pain as I was going through before I talked to her again. While I was going through a fucking pissed, heated, mad as fuck, sad all the time. She put that thought back into my head, bro. When I was talking to her for the first 2-3 weeks, I was thinking nothing negative. I could go to work and work a whole fucking day and night shift, bro. As long as she was texting me, I was happy.
Damn, nigga.
But the like fact that she... But after she said that, bro,
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck, man. Like,
I know, yeah.
Why would you... And I was like, I've never seen a side of her where she said some shit like that.
So you knew it was different.
I knew she was different after that, bro. I was like, fuck. Like, really, bro? Like, the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? I got mad as fuck, and I was like, all right, fuck that. And then after that, bro, I got a fucking ticket, remember? Because I was fucking speeding.
Yeah.
Because I was mad as fuck, bro. Like, the fuck, man? Like, gotta go fucking for a drive and then get pulled over for fucking speeding, turned over the speed limit. So.
Fucking up, dog.
That happens, bro. And then I told her, I was like, you're the only person that brought me happiness and joy, and you took that away in like 10 seconds. Now I feel the same. I said, that's how you make. I said, you like seeing how that's how I feel and this and that. She's like, no. I said, well, then why would you do that? And she's like, I don't know, I feel bad now. I was like, well, it's already too late. The damage is done. Oh, yeah. You already fucked up. But, nigga, I don't know about this girl, bro. Because old me, bro, would have blocked her after she said that. Old me would have said, you know what, fuck you, bitch. I would have done some reckless ass shit. But for some reason, I didn't do that. I didn't block her.
That means there's something about this.
I'm telling you, bro, and I don't know what the fuck it is. She got a nigga, I got hit by Cupid's fucking arrow, bro. And she did it. She dodged that shit. She fucking weaved that nigga shit, bro. She hit the fucking matrix on that fucking arrow. But I'm hit with that shit, homie. Because remember that day on fucking Valentine's Day when we were chilling, she asked me to hang out?
Yeah.
That was getting some fucking poonanny. Went and bought flowers and shit. Didn't even get no fucking poonanny. Went and just kicked it, bro. But I didn't even give a fuck that I got to fuck, bro. I gave a fuck that I got to see her. Fuck the pussy, bro. My thing with her, bro, you know what turns me on about her? Not her ass, not her body, not her face, nigga. Her personality, bro. The way she thinks, the way she handles it, the way she talks about herself, bro. That's that shit that turns me on, bro. If we're chilling at the crib and she's making a sandwich, that shit turns me on. Because of the way she made the fucking sandwich.
Hell yeah.
You know, fuck, she's naked, bro. What's turning me on is the way she's making the sandwich, the way that she presents herself. If I tell her, can you make me a sandwich? She said, fuck no. Get it yourself. That turns me on. Because I'm like, okay, bitch. Now we're going to have to beat, and I'm going to have to beat your ass and get disrespectful. But I like that shit. I like the little attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. But, bro, I kind of understand you, dog. All right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, it's like, she's told me what she's wanted, that she wants alone time. She wants to be a hoe, pretty much. She wants to fuck around, because she's never done that. She's always jumped into a relationship.
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, I try to, like, I'm really trying hard to fucking give her space, bro.
Bro, you also don't understand, bro, she's young, dog. Just like you, dog.
I know, bro, but
her mind... Yes, bro, you have your mindset or something?
Bro,
you
like, want to settle down, like, her mindset might have changed already now because of the niggas that she was with in the past. And it's fucked up because I was one of those niggas that did her dirty. And maybe that's why she doesn't want to give me a second chance, because she's like, nigga, you've already fucked up once. I'm not giving you a second opportunity.
Well, hey, bro, technically, that's how girls are, bro.
But my thing is, my nigga, so why the fuck is she giving a second... Why does she keep waiting for a second opportunity with her ex, nigga? If she didn't give me the opportunity, what the fuck does she see in that nigga? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's an ex, bro.
I know, bro, but that nigga's broke. She would tell me he don't got a fucking job. He don't be paying for shit. When they would go out on dates, she would pay. That's the shit that I like, bro. That she was the female, bro, that if we went to Top Golf, she paid for her own fucking bae just to prove a point. If I was a nigga, just to prove my own point, I'll buy a fucking bae. Cause I got the money to do that. She would do that. Damn. That's why I like that. I like that about her, bro. That's why my mindset with her, bro, as of right now, I can't see myself with some fucking random ass female I go and text on Snap or some random ass girl I go and talk to.
Yeah.
Because with her, I already know so much about her, bro. I don't want to lose that shit. But I know for a fact that once I see her post a nigga, bro, it's done. And I keep thinking, bro, you got hope. You got hope. Just wait. Just wait on it. Just give it time.
Bro, you're doing... See, you're waiting, bro. That's... Waiting is wasting time, dog.
I know, nigga, but like you... So, okay, you can't make no change, okay, right? But you... Okay, so you said waiting is a waste of time. Yeah. But like you said, we're young, nigga, so what time do I gotta be wasting? If I wait for her till I'm 24 and she's... Alright,
you know what time you're wasting, bro? You're wasting over here being depressed and sad, bro. I already told you, bro.
Right, nigga, okay. Alright,
bro, what if she's talking to niggas you don't even know, bro, and she's over here... Having fun, dude. Doing her thing. Doing what she wants to do. And you're over here fucking cutting yourself, nigga.
For example, I don't know. I'm doing all that shit, nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, you're over here hurt, destroyed, sad.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you're over here fucking depressed, nigga. Like, she's over here having fun, nigga. You're over here fucking hurting.
Right, my nigga. Okay.
Fuck that, bro. But nigga, have fun too, nigga. Fuck that.
But at the same time, bro, how can I have fun if she's all I think about?
Bro.
How do you get that off your mind, bro? If you already have that mindset.
Chase the bag, dog.
I did chase the bag. You know what the bag got me?
What?
Nothing, bro.
Oh, so money don't, like...
Bro, money got me fucking shoes, fucking clothes, all that. That shit didn't bring me happiness. It brought me happiness for a good 15, 20 minutes. You know what brings me happiness? When I come home from work and she texts me, how's your day at work? That shit brings joy to me, my nigga. That's how I think, bro. Fuck wasting time. I can waste time till I'm fucking 30. If I got her by the time I'm 30, nigga, and she's there for the rest of my life, I don't give a fuck. She got fucked by 8 dudes at one time, my nigga. If I got her by the time I'm 30 till I'm 70, my nigga, I don't give a fuck. All
right.
But that's how I see it. And it's hard. And I'm trying, bro. I'm trying to stop thinking like that. But it's hard, bro, when I've already thought about her like that once.
Bro, I don't even know what I could tell you, dog. Because, like, bro, I could tell you shit. And, yeah, you could, like, take it, right? You can understand. Bro, like,
I'm trying, bro. It's baby steps, nigga. Yeah, I'm trying, bro. Told you, bro, when I go to the gym and I go hard as fuck and you see me run that treadmill, I'm not thinking about fucking past shit that's happened. I'm thinking about all the fucking people that thought negative of me. Told me I was fat as fuck, this and that. I'm never gonna get skinny, whatever.
Fuck those niggas.
But my main goal, nigga, is for her to see me, nigga.
So you're telling me you're changing for a bitch?
Yes, nigga. I'm fucking changing, bro. I'm trying to get fucking big as fuck, bro. So she sees that shit. So she comes in like, you know what? I'm gonna fuck with him because he's big now. Give a fuck, nigga. Fuck with me. That's all I wanted. Fuck with me.
Nah, dog.
Bro, and my motto used to... Bro, my motto used to be... Don't give a fuck what people think, bro. They'll like you for you. I get that. But even the richest people now, nigga, all their relationships are fake as fuck. Look at Kanye and Kim. I guarantee that whole relationship was fake as fuck, bro.
They divorced already.
Exactly. But that whole relationship was based off bullshit. When Kanye got with Kim, what do? They had a fucking kid. And for what? 2 years, their fucking dumbass kid was named Northwest. What were we talking about? Her dumbass name. Now look at it. Niggas are thinking now, oh man, Kanye is so smart for naming her Northwest. When they got a divorce, bro, they're staying relative with the shit. How long ago was it when Kim and Kanye got together? 10, maybe 15 years? Maybe even less. 8 or 9. They were always in the fucking news for bullshit.
Yeah.
When they got together, when the fuck Khloe and them were together, he would rap about them in their music. Now they got a divorce, now they're relevant again. Now what's the main story? Now the main story is that fucking the Drake theory where Drake was fucking dissing Kanye, saying that he fucked.
With the fucking
that, song, yeah, with true sicko mode. Yeah. But what are we talking about? Them, bro. Them. That's what they want. All relationships in fucking LA, bro, are fake as fuck. There's no real love no more, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
The real love, bro, that I seek are the fucking love like my grandparents.
Yeah. 70. Lil Baby, bro. Lil Baby and his wife Jade, bro.
Jayco.
Yeah, Lil Baby has admitted fucking other bitches, bro.
Cause he's rich, nigga. Like your mentality, bro. You're young. Bro, if I got money coming up the ass like Lil Baby, what the fuck am I sitting here waiting for one bitch for?
Exactly.
But I don't got it like that.
Exactly. No.
Maybe after, you know, you throw $1 million at me and I make $1 million to fucking $4 million, I'm going to stop fucking with her. But until then, bro, I'm a regular average ass Joe. So is she. I don't got a problem with that. Bro, nigga, she don't even got Instagram, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine when she gets Instagram and all the niggas start following her. Because she's bad as fuck, homie. She's pretty as shit. Bro, niggas start following her shit. She goes from 100 to 200 to 300 to 400 to 500 to 600 to 1,000, 2,000. How the fuck is one nigga going to compete with 2,000 other people?
Yeah.
That's saying the same shit.
Same
just,
words.
Just built different. Got money, maybe. Don't got money. got a car, don't got a car.
But they're literally saying the exact same
thing. But it don't matter. But because they got an advantage, everybody got disadvantage. Everybody's got advantage, nigga.
No, facts. No, you're actually right, though. That's straight.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why I want, like, if I could, like, sit down in a room together where it's just me and her talking, bro. We may get emotional, nigga. I don't give a fuck, but at least we letting it out. Because at the end of the day, bro, if I don't have her as a girl after that, maybe we're still friends. But at least I got that closure already that we're nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking be homies. I don't have to be jealous of...
But at least you got that... Like you say,
I don't have to be jealous or worried about who you're texting because I don't give a fuck. Because it's not my business. Yeah.
But you need that closure. That's what, that, like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
But,
bro, the other day she called me, bro. She called me the other day. I stopped texting her for a week. Because she left me undelivered. She called me when I was at a party. That night when I went to go kick with you, she called me at a party. Yeah. At 11 at night. What were the chances of me answering that phone call? What were the chances of her calling me that Saturday night? Very, very, very fucking slim.
Yeah.
What were the chances of her texting me the next day? Very little. It's little shit like that that makes it go a long way for me.
Yeah, man, yeah, straight up.
That ounce of fucking blood, my nigga, that little fucking drop of fucking water, nigga, can feed a whole village to me, nigga. That's how I'm getting it.
Yeah.
It's little shit like that. That's that little shit that I drive for, bro.
Dude, that's...
I'm crazy. Telling you, bro, think about how
it feels. Bro, I'm actually thinking like...
I'm telling you, bro, like, you get out of school, right?
Yeah.
You up at 6 in the morning, you tired as fuck, you go to school, you're tired as fuck from school, and then you gotta go to work. Let's say you get out at 6 o'clock, tired as fuck, long ass day. And then you get home, you got the shower... And you check your phone, and she texts you. That brightens you up, nigga, because you had a bad day, but at least somebody thinking about you, bro. I don't get shit like that. I don't get those fucking texts. But you know who used to send them to me? She did, nigga. And that's all I used to think about. When I had a bad day at school, she would text me. How was your day? Oh, it was bad. Let's talk about it. I would do the same thing for her. How was your day? Oh, it was bad. Let's talk about it. It was stressful. Let's talk about it. Matter of fact, you get out of school, I'll call you tonight. Let's fall asleep on the phone on FaceTime. Shit like that, bro. It goes a long way. Yeah. Now, bro, I can't even get a fucking regular conversation without getting left on... Without getting left on delivered or getting left on fucking scene or getting hung up on
or
getting...
Or even start problems.
Or getting hit with the excuse of, oh, my mom called me and then why didn't she call me back? Nigga, you called me before where I'm talking to somebody and I call you right back.
Yeah.
Plenty of people have done that. That's what a normal person should do.
Yeah.
But when you have that fucking mindset of... I don't give a fuck. He needs me. That's where you fuck up.
Damn, boy, Augie.
I'm saying, bro.
Fucking in the hole right now, dog. Straight up, nigga. You in a big ass problem right now, dog. Fucking therapy session in this bitch.
Nigga. I'm saying, bro. We land it flow on the podcast, bro. Not giving a fuck, bro. We letting it go.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. Damn, dog. That's what I'm talking about, bro. No, I'm fucking crazy, dog. I can't even, I'm just taking everything you told me right now, bro. I can't even know what to tell you, dog. Cause bro, you like I got you, bro. I understand, bro. But there's some things I don't agree with you, dog. But it's a little shit like that, dog.
I know, bro. There's certain shit that you'd be like, nigga, like. But that's because you done it different, bro. You been in a relationship already, yeah. In high school. I never been in an actual relationship at school, bro.
Bro, for real?
I never was one like that, bro. I feel like, bro. I always liked girls that were outside of my school, bro. Because one, nobody knew who they were, and two, I didn't have an issue. Because when I did have a girl, they would always text me, oh, Augie, you got a girl? Now, all of a sudden, I got fucking girls texting me all of a sudden. What the fuck are you texting me before? You didn't text me when I was single? The fuck are you texting me now? Because I got a girl? Or I got niggas, bro. I had a friend. Her name was Tanya, bro. I left for Estrella. We started texting, saying that, you know, I started faking it that she was my girlfriend. So she went and told this nigga that kept texting her that me and her were dating. So then he starts texting her. Oh, when did you and him start dating? Oh, me and him are friends. So now he's trying to get close to her while I'm not there. Nigga, what's up with you? I knew it was fake, but that's how you know how niggas really move.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking pack of wolves. It's like a pack of dogs, nigga, seeing meat.
Yeah.
One nigga sees it, they all want it. You mentally and you physically, bro, gotta fucking go get it.
Yeah.
And that's how I see her, bro. That little shit
so
today.
She's a piece of meat, and there's all these niggas.
But she's more than a piece of meat, my nigga. She's like a diamond, bro. More than just a piece of meat, homie. I don't want her for her ass. I don't want her for her titties. I want her for her fucking head. I want her for her heart.
Fuck, crazy shit, dog.
I'm saying, bro. I can't, bro. And shit like that, dog, I can't get it off my mind.
Dog.
And when she does little shit, bro, it goes a long way. When she does shit that piss me off, it goes a long way. Like little shit that people would get mad about, bro, they'd be like, the fuck, that nigga tripping. And drop it.
Yeah.
But if she did, I'd be like, the fuck is your problem? It's a fucking issue? What? Like, make it a big thing, you know what I'm saying? But why be second place to a trophy that you know is worth more?
Damn, my nigga.
Why, bro?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to fucking fall short. That's why I keep waiting, bro. Because, like, it's like a workout, bro. You work out till you get to the event, bro.
Bro, and, like, I've been telling you, bro, yeah, you can wait, dog. There's also got to be a time where you got to know, like...
It's kind of harder now, bro, because we're in that whole corona shit, and you can't really go out as much, nigga, and I can't really do, as much shit, but, you know, you always want to chop it up with somebody, you know, and with her, it's so much easier because I already know how she is, there's shit to talk about,
yeah,
shit to catch up on, you know, and I don't like talking about her ex to her because she gets emotional about it, she starts to cry about it because that shit hurts. And I feel it, bro. I'm pretty sure if she started talking to me about my ex, it'd be getting emotional, too. I'd be like, shit, she done. Like, it fucks me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But as a person, you got to be able to grow past that.
Yeah.
Because what I told her, too, is...
Battle scars, bro.
I don't know if I said it already in the podcast, but what I told her, too, is... I think I did say it. Where she's waiting for him to text back.
Yeah.
He's not gonna text you back. Mm-mm. Because if he missed you... He would have texted you back already. If he wanted you, he would have texted you back already.
Mm-hmm.
Because she does this shit, bro. She goes to the gym. She goes and works out. She goes and posts her ass, you know, and her leggings and shit like that. I know that shit's popping out. Other niggas that see it know that it's popping out. But other niggas are saying, you know who's not? Her ex. And you know why? Because I don't give a fuck.
You don't?
But she don't see that. And it's fucked up for me because I don't see that. Because a regular nigga saw, nigga, you're in competition with a nigga that's not even... Bro, I'm in competition with Casper, dog. I'm not even the first or second option. I feel like there's a roster, and I'm not even on the starting lineup, nigga. I'm on the bench. Almost getting put on the fucking G League at this point. That's how I feel, bro, because she's not giving me no recognition. But at the same time, though, I feel like I have my opportunities. I took her out to eat. I treated her nice. I made her laugh. I made her talk. You know, it was chopping it up. I feel like those little things for her maybe went a long way for me. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it just didn't fucking go no more. Maybe she just took a free meal. You know? Maybe she's on the independent shit that females are on now where I'm going to use this nigga for some fucking meal. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's where it's fucked up, bro. I don't like that shit.
I don't like it neither, bro. But how the fuck do you know nowadays with females? How do you know? What's the difference?
And you don't know. And
you don't know.
Dude, they'll literally... They'll lie to your face, bro, and they'll still be lying.
I know.
Still be fucking bullshit, playing everything out their damn ass.
I know, nigga. Bro.
Literally, bro.
Bro, we're a fucking PS5 to these females, bro. We're all nothing but games.
Fucking controller, nigga. Joystick, nigga.
That's how we are.
Pressing my buttons and shit, nigga. Bro. Bitch.
Nigga, she can... Bro, she playing with the joystick. Play with my joystick, nigga. Tangle my shit around.
That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
But at the same time, bro, I can't go and put another disc into the game and play it. You feel me? You feel me? I can't go and play Warzone and then have the same excitement for Warzone than I do in Madden. I love Madden, bro. So I'm not going to get off Madden for some fucking Warzone. I know I'm not good at it.
Facts.
That's how I see it, bro. If you're good at something, why change it? The game may be ass, but you're still trying. You're still trying to get it in. You're still putting in that work.
Hey, Rob.
I'm saying. You're putting in that work.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe bro... We're in March, and I'm still trying. And I talked to her since January, bro, and it's going nowhere. My point, where I'm trying to get my mindset, bro, it's like, okay, bro, it's January, didn't go nowhere. February, didn't go nowhere. We're in March, bro, still not going nowhere.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you gonna wait another month, or are you going to fucking step the fuck up to the plate and get it going? And go hunt.
Yeah.
But I can't, bro. At least for me, not right now, bro. I don't have that mentality right now, bro. What the fuck, dude? You got a little Valentine's Day, little shit over here? You got a little gift? You got a little Valentine's Day? I didn't even get one of those, the fuck?
Are you talking about that? I don't know. I'm talking about Christmas right there, dude.
You still got one though, huh? From a female? From a little shorty?
Fucking, yeah, nigga, fucking Gaita and Maria, nigga.
Oh, they got it for you? Yeah. See, but I don't even got female friends that be doing that shit for me, dog. That's what I'm saying. What you got going on.
Nigga, we gotta hit the strip club, nigga. Fuck all that, nigga.
Nigga, my homie's been trying to take me to the strip club. I'm not trying to do that shit.
Come on, nigga.
It's a waste of money, bro.
That's true. Fine, we'll just pay for the entrance, nigga. Fuck giving these bitches money, nigga. We'll just
watch. Bro, I don't even got money to be spending like that. Nigga, town bad right now. That's why we making the podcast. Get some extra bread. But I'm saying, bro.
I mean, I'll shoot you, bro, this entire time. You just been talking about, but I fuck with that shit, nigga.
Bro, that's all it is, bro. That's all a podcast is, just fucking.
No, but I'm talking about just you, bro. I feel like I'm a therapist just listening, dog.
Bro, but at the same time, too, bro, you can. Given your input, too, bro, I'm pretty sure there's always gonna be that one person that has to say something, bro.
Oh, yeah, I fucks with it, dog.
You know what I'm saying? You just gotta put your input into it.
Yeah. Nah, dog. There's so much shit out there, bro. Fucking crazy ass shit, bro. Bro, I wanted to talk to you about that fucking long distance bullshit, though, nigga. I don't be fucking with that shit, bro. Long distance relationship is not the move, nigga. Bro, think about it, bro. You telling me, bro, left and right, nigga, finna be pleasuring you forever, nigga? Fuck all that, bro. You fucking long distance relationship, bro. You a nigga? Ooh, guarantee you.
But it's different, though, when you were planning that she was coming into town.
All right. Coming into town, like, to live or to
visit? No, she was coming into... Bro, I'm telling you, she was coming in for a homecoming. Like, she was gonna meet all my homies and all that, bro. I was talking to her.
Okay. She still gonna go back, bro.
Yeah, but I already got to... But at least, one, she came... Like I said, a little bit goes a long way for me, bro. Yeah. The fact that she came from Nevada to come... Yeah. I didn't go over there. Yeah. She came down here, come spend time with me. We were supposed to chill at a hotel together. She was going to go by the hotel. We're going to chill. Maybe fuck. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go to homecoming. Chill. Go to a party. Go back to the hotel.
Fuck
chill
some more.
Fuck even more.
There you go, yeah.
Chill. She's going to go do her ASU tour. I'm going to go to work, do my thing, go to school. And then she goes back on her way. But at least we got to hang out. But we didn't even get to do that because she already broke that trust. It's crazy, bro. After that, like, I unblocked her. She still had me unblocked. Now Snapchat, when you block people, you have to add them back. Before, when I blocked her, she never unfriended me or nothing. So when I unblocked her, I just text her. And she's like, hey. And I was like, oh. She said, hey, I was just at ASU, but I came back. What are the chances that she was just in Arizona, bro? A week after I text her.
Nah.
Strange.
Strange as fuck, man.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But you never know.
Fuck, dog. And then bitches be saying we the problem, nigga. Fuck all that.
It's not... I mean, because there are... No, I'm not going to say that, nigga. Because there are some niggas that are fucked up. There are some niggas that be talking.
Okay, bro. But like me, bro. Bitches be sleeping on me, dog. Facts, bro.
There's bitches be sleeping... Bro, but same thing with niggas, bro. Straight up. But niggas be sleeping on females too, bro. You don't think... Bro, that girl I was telling you about earlier. You don't think niggas be sleeping on her? You don't think I'm the only nigga that sees her that way?
True.
You don't think if you got a groom of 50 niggas... Everybody thinks different, bro. And you put 50 niggas in front of her, she's not picking me. I may want to think that she is, but she's not picking me.
Damn, bro. You put it like that, dog.
Think
like,
about it, bro. She's not, bro. Any female... Bro, same thing with if it was reversed. 50 other females. What do they bring to the table? What can they offer me? What can they do for me? If a female says she can cook, clean, pay for my gas, pay for everything, why the fuck would I pick her? She's working at Souls, nigga. She can pay for my bills, my car. She can take care of me. She can fuck me at home.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the female in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She got you. Yeah,
but
up.
That's what I'm saying. Other females don't like that. Other females like a hood nigga that be doing dope and stupid shit like that. 30-year-old you is not going to want that shit.
Bro, tell me why bitches, bro, be fucking. Bro, and tell me, dude, you ever notice why some females, bro, be fucking with niggas that you know are bad? Like, you know. Like, bro, you already know problems before they even come.
Because they're dumb. Same thing, bro. I used to fuck with emo girls.
Ooh.
That expression right there describes it all.
Ooh.
But you know why I did it? Because one, they were freaky. Two, they were freaky. And three, some of them were bad. But goddamn, were the problems suicidal, cutting myself, doing all kinds of shit. Mental health issues, bro.
I don't fuck with that, dog.
Bro, and it's fucked up what I'm going to say, but this is how I used to think, bro. I used to like females. Not her, the one that we were talking about earlier, but I used to like females, bro, that if they had an issue, I wanted to be the nigga that got into a relationship and fixed the issue, so that way when we got done, she could say I was the nigga that fixed her.
Bro, I used to think the same way, bro, and I learned...
I don't think like that no more. Fuck that. That's pain in the ass.
Oh, no, dude, it doesn't work.
That's a one-way road, bro, that you're not coming back from.
Yep. Doesn't work, dog. Doesn't work, man.
But there are some relationships where it does work.
Yeah.
My luck just didn't happen to fucking fold that way.
Bro, to me, bro, when I think about shit like that, bro. Bro, before anything, bro, before you even look for, a partner, bro, you gotta know your value, bro. Like, your worth.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. And this goes for everybody. Like, everybody, I'm talking about for every single person out there, like, you gotta know your own worth, bro. And you gotta know when someone is treating you less than what you're worth, nigga. Yeah. And that's when you gotta put that foot down, bro. So you gotta be like, hold on. You treat me like I'm a fucking, like I'm a dollar, for example, bro. When I'm 10 million, bro, you gotta treat me like
not
I'm
even,
10
bro,
million,
bro. No, not even like that, bro.
For an example, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. For an example, you know what I'm saying? Like,
see, but okay, but the way you thinking, bro, that's how females think now.
Yeah.
When they not worth that much. Let's be honest, bro. Some females not worth risking a fucking paying for a car, risking having a kid, bro.
No.
Just how some niggas ain't worth risking a car. You can say you know your value. You know, I can say, if I'm moving fucking dope, this and that, I can say, bro, I'm worth more than 15.
But, bro, I'm not talking about value, like, as in, like,
you're talking about more
money. Yeah, I'm talking about value as in, like, as yourself, bro. Like, you as a person, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there's girls out there, and this helps a lot of girls, bro. It's, I always tell a girl, bro, like, dude, you're a diamond, bro. Like, and, because, especially, like, when you know, like, if she tells you, like, especially if you know that girl, bro, and if you know that girl is, like, a girl that is loyal. Because, dude, trust me, bro, there's been so much times, bro, where there's actually been cute fucking
loyal
bad girls that
bro.
I know, bro.
Yeah.
And literally, guys, fuckboys, play them, bro.
I know, bro.
And I tell myself, like, bro, if I had that female dog...
Bro, but you
nigga,
know...
that's the bag right there, you, nigga.
Okay,
I ain't
look,
it, nigga.
Right there, bro, is the issue.
I ain't fumbling the bag, bro.
No, but this is my thing, though. You're saying there's loyal, but they're this and that.
Yeah.
You know why they don't go for niggas like that?
Because
they don't want that. Mm-hmm. They want niggas that treat them like shit. They want that because that's all they're used to.
Yeah.
So when you try showing a girl that's not used to that, bro, when I took her on that date, she was like, I'm not used to a guy paying for me and this and that. Maybe that made her feel uncomfortable. Maybe she was like, I'm not used to that shit. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I fucked up. Maybe I should have let her pay for the bill. Because that's what she's used to. And maybe then it could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. There's females that are loyal as fuck and all that. Bro, there's been, my homies keep telling me, Augie, lower your standards, lower this and that. Maybe go for another girl. Fuck that, nigga. I'm a fat nigga. I don't like big girls.
Straight up.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like black girls neither.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like white girls. I like Mexican girls and I like Asian girls. And I don't like them fucking tall. I like them short, I like a petite. I like them if they got a mindset, if they're smart as fuck. I like all that. That shit.
That's what you gotta look for, bro. You always gotta look for someone that will do good for you, bro. Never look for, bro. And, bro, that's one thing that a lot of females are bad at, too, bro. Like, bro, for example, bro, a female, bro. And females ain't stupid either, bro. Bro, there's two guys, bro. Let's put a guy that, you know, has a good life, has shit going for him.
But he's fat.
Job.
But hold he's on. Fat.
Okay, yeah.
He's and ugly.
Fat. He's fat and ugly. He has a job, though, but he's smart. He goes to school. He does what he has to do. Bro, you already are worth
more.
Say, a million, bro. And then there's a pretty boy, but that nigga is stupid. Does drugs. Does harass shit. Does illegal shit, bro. Dude. Like, not only when you get with a person like that, bro, like, you end up becoming that level too. So if that girl goes with you,
her standard changes.
Her standard changes because you and her start talking. You know what, babe? Let's make money. Let's go to school.
Right.
Let's do good shit.
Right.
Oh, then she becomes a million like
right,
you too.
Nigga.
Oh, she goes things out. She starts fucking with the dope boy. Oh, she started selling drugs with him too. Then she gets addicted or gets caught up.
Or she gets pregnant. And then
she gets
pregnant. But you know, but that's...
And then her, like, that nigga's a 10. Then
right,
she's a 10
right.
now, bro. You,
but,
and if you're a million, bro, and let's say she's at a fucking 100,000, bro. Bro, if she goes to you, bro, she'll bring her, like you know
her bullshit with you.
Yeah, her, like, not her bullshit, bro, but, like, she'll come up to your level two, bro, and then you guys both keep going
yeah,
up. Never
but,
go
okay,
back
but
down,
you can,
dog.
You can do
you
the
know
same,
what I'm saying?
You can do the same thing with the, you can also flip it too, though.
You could, bro.
You could also do the same thing with the female. Let's think about it for the female's perspective.
All right.
If I'm a guy, you know, female, she a little overweight, but she got a college career.
Yeah.
She got everything going for her.
Yeah.
She gonna own her own fucking business, this yeah. and that. You got another girl. Fucked up already, number one. She don't got nothing going on for her. Two, she works at McDonald's. Three, she has a... I know you don't like it. I know you like it, but I don't like it. I think it's more of a whole shit. But let's say she got OnlyFans. We'll talk about that. Because I know you're all about money, so that's a side hustle. That's a hustle
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, hustling, dude.
And let's say, you know... Let's say she lives... She doesn't live in the ghetto. Let's say she lives in a nice household. Let's say that other girl lives in the ghetto.
All right.
Okay? I'm not going to go for that girl.
For the one that's cute but has everything fucked up, right?
No, the one that's cute, the one that's got everything going for her, yeah. But she lives in the ghetto.
Oh, but she lives in the ghetto.
Because of the females that I've already been with, I can't go for that, bro, because yeah. I'm not interested in that no more. I'm interested in the fucking bitch that lives in Goodyear, but it's already fucking working at McDonald's, got OnlyFans, and throwing ass for whoever the fuck is there.
Yeah.
But I like that shit. But I'm pretty sure a normal ass nigga who's smart would realize, the fuck am I going with this bitch when I can go with someone who's already got something going and move up?